Hi, this is Sarah at Mom on a Spiritual Journey on the 18th of March 2016, and this week I'm going to be talking about Kryon's third cosmic law, You Are Dearly Loved, from the perspective of the Akashic Records. So I've heard the phrase You Are Dearly Loved many times during Kryon channelings, both live and on the recordings, and you can find those at www.kryon.com. For me, when I started giving Akashic Records readings, the messages about being dearly loved started to come through for each and every client during the readings, and also for myself when I gave a reading. For me personally, that is. From the perspective of the Akashic Records, I thought I would ask more about being loved, about our struggle with loving ourselves on this planet, let alone loving each other, and how we might get closer to the energetic concept of being dearly loved. When I give a reading, relaying the words, You are dearly loved, gives the wonderful energy rush in the light of the records. So I feel it a lot in the body and often during readings. It just seems to be such a challenge to remember to love ourselves through all of our lives here and what we go through during our daily struggles in good old 3D. So I thought I would ask my masters, teachers and loved ones, how can we remember that we are dearly loved? And they say, for you, the individual, Sarah, it's about staying centered in the body from top to bottom, left to right, keeping your conscious awareness in the heart center of the body. This gives you access to the heart chakra and the solar plexus chakra, where the no-knot is located. This is an energetic aspect of our lattice, Universal Calibration Lattice, or UCL. It's located in your solar plexus area, and I was taught by my energy teacher that if you can see it with your psychic eye, it kind of looks like a funnel cake, kind of circular. The no-knot, when activated, downloads soul memory and life purpose. Stay here and you will always feel dearly, dearly loved. Move out of here and you are now awash in the planetary sea of different energies from everything else, which is very interesting and nice, sometimes difficult, but that is second-hand love and not the first-hand love which comes direct from spirit. So stay centered in your own special way and all will be well. That's also your best place to receive intuitive insights. So next I thought I'd ask about everyone else, because it's all very well getting the information for me, but what about you guys, the listeners, or the readers at my blog? So how do others remember that they are also dearly loved? Can we all do this? Everyone is different. For some it's important to ground through the feet, the gardeners, the geologists, the divers. For some others, it's important to feel through the creative or sexual centers, which would be the sacral chakra, if you would know it by the chakras. This will apply to most type of artists except for one. For others, yet again, to do what was recommended for you via the heart and solar plexus chakras. Yet again, others will love being focused through the heart chakra, and this is where they feel most at home and can therefore feel universal love the strongest. Why does a heart surgeon want to be a heart surgeon? Because he or she loves the heart area of the body and the related chakra or energy center. Many people in the caring professions care for others because to them their heart center is the return home and gives them the strongest sense of being dearly loved. Those who love the focus of the high heart chakra or thyroid area are often the ones who love to be homemakers, designers, builders, or construct things, even architects. This is because the thyroid area of the body is the perfect balance between voice and care, so the ideas can be verbalized and turned into a unit, an item, a house, or an environment. Ah, those with the throat chakra, being energetically designed to connect them to home or spirit, the singers, the talkers, the writers, the peacemakers, the mediators. You'll know if you like this one best. The third eye chakra is not only our clairvoyant seat, but the loving location of all that is visionary. If you are a visionary, this is the chakra which brings you home and helps you know you are dearly loved. You may have spent many lifetimes favoring this chakra, so it is highly developed this time around, and the connection with spirit is immediate. The crown chakra. Think of Mahatma Gandhi, Iyengar, the yoga teacher, gurus, sages, the Buddha, Lee Carroll, the partner of Kryon. Higher teachers can reach their sense of self-love and know that they are dearly loved purely by opening this chakra. Yet humans, why limit yourselves? You have had many lifetimes on the planet where other chakras were your primary connection to source. You can ask of your records how many of these have already been activated in other lifetimes and bring them forward into this lifetime. Why limit your sense of being dearly loved? Why only have a 3D sense of it, as Kryon would say? Connect first with the chakra that resonates the most for you with the body sense of being dearly loved, then ask to be guided to a second, then a third, and so on. The reader, Sarah, is already sensing that in many lifetimes she worked with heart and solar plexus in the healing professions, yet in other lifetimes still all the other chakras became highly developed. So receive our dear love, dear ones, through chakra practice. You are dearly loved through each and every chakra. While discussing chakras was the last thing I was expecting with this podcast, I hope you enjoyed it. I've also posted the text at mumonaspiritualjourney.com. If you look in the under the podcasts with Sarah and friends section on the menu, you'll find it, along with the other podcasts in this series. I hope you enjoyed it. Come and visit me on Twitter at Sarah's Energy. If you like to chat on Twitter, I'm quite chatty there. Or connect with me at mumonaspiritualjourney.com for blog posts, or at my services site for readings at newworldenergetics.com. Until next time.